Hello, everyone. Hello, good afternoon. Well, it's noon now where I am. I'm from Michigan, and it is noon right now. And so I just want to say hello, everyone. I pray that all is going well with you all. I wanted to this is a blog article. I'm going to actually it's a poem that the Holy Spirit just kind of expanded it, but yeah, it's a blog article. It will be a blog article. For my blog, gowalkthetalk.com, gowalkthetalk.com. I would love it if you would visit it and read the article in full. But I want to do this. I want to do this, a podcast recording. Okay. And so I want to do this. I want to welcome you all to my YouTube channel, gowalkthetalk.com. I thank God for each person that is listening. I thank God for each person that reads the go and read the full article. And I just pray that you feel the love of the Father. I just want you to know how much God loves you. We think about it. Sometimes we tell ourselves, oh, I know God loves me. But when you really think about it, when you really think about it, the love of God. Thank you, Father. So, Father, we just thank you right now. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Father, we bless your name. Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you would bless the ears of anyone that is listening to this. That they will hear what the Holy Spirit is speaking to them today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I pray that we receive the word of God in the name of Jesus. Receive the word. Hallelujah. God's word is alive, it is living, it is powerful. Thank you, Father. Bless each listener, bless each family that is represented by them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare your power to heal. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Receive healing today. Receive your deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive whatever that you need God to do for you. Receive it. Open up your mouth and speak it in faith. According to the word of God, which is God's will, in the name of Jesus Christ. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every listener. Hallelujah. And I want to decree over you, fear not. Do not be afraid. In the name of Jesus Christ, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Do not be afraid. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, I just thank you. I praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every household. Hallelujah. I release Psalm 91 over every household, every person in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. Father, we just offer up a prayer of thanksgiving, a praise offering unto God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Father, we bless your name right now. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in. We invite you into every area of our lives. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Hallelujah. You're welcome in this place. Thank you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for our unsaved friends, relatives, co-workers, you name it. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we pray that, hallelujah, that there will be a great harvest that will say yes to Jesus, that will receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. This is an exhortation to come to Jesus. Hallelujah. So this is a poem. It's a letter. The poem is titled A Letter to Lost Souls. And I wrote this a while back, maybe even like, I don't know, a year ago, maybe. I'll have to look up the exact date. A Letter to Lost Souls. Dear lost soul, first, I want you to know that I think about you every single day, all the time. It breaks my heart that you reject me, you ignore me, you refuse to spend any time with me. Do you ever even stop to think about me? I long for you. I so desperately want to hear your voice calling my name. I'm deeply in love with you, and I love you deeply. I need you, and I want you to be mine forever. Second, I want to be your best friend, the one who is always there for you. I want to be first in your life during the good and the bad. When I think about how much I want you, I weep. I stand by and watch you go after everything and everyone except me. Why? Why am I last on your list? It hurts me to tell you this, but your time is running out. One of these days, it will be too late. Your time will be up. Lost soul, please don't do this. Don't reject me. Run to me. I'm waiting to shower you with love, a type of love you will never experience without me. Let me save you. Lost soul, come to me before we are separated forever. Spend eternity with me. I have already prepared all that you need. Lost soul, come to me now. I love you. Yours truly, Jesus Christ. I want to read it again. And again, as I say, this is an exhortation to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. So here we go. A letter to lost souls. Dear lost soul, first, I want you to know that I think about you every single day, all the time. It breaks my heart that you reject me, you ignore me, you refuse to spend any time with me. Do you ever even stop to think about me? I long for you. I so desperately want to hear your voice calling my name. I'm deeply in love with you, and I love you deeply. I need you, and I want you to be mine forever. Second, I want to be your best friend, the one who is always there for you. I want to be first in your life during the good and the bad. When I think about how much I want you, I weep. I stand by and watch you go after everything and everyone except me. Why? Why am I last on your list? It hurts me to tell you this, but your time is running out. One of these days, it will be too late. Your time will be up. Lost soul, please don't do this. Don't reject me. Run to me. I'm waiting to shower you with love, a type of love you will never experience without me. Let me save you. Lost soul, come to me before we are separated forever. Spend eternity with me. I have already prepared all that you need. Lost soul, come to me now. I love you. Yours truly, Jesus Christ. Amen. And this is the rest. This is from Luke chapter 15. Actually, this is all of Luke. This is all of Luke 15. Okay, Luke 15, this first part is going to be verses 3-7. Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in that same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Jesus came to save, to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, this is called the parable of the lost coin. The parable of the lost coin. You know, Jesus really did a lot of teaching and explaining and expounding on using parables. He used parables and stories. So this is verses 8 through 10, the parable of the lost coin. Okay, now remember, this whole thing, this whole letter to lost souls, is an exhortation. It's an exhortation to be saved, to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. God loves you. Hallelujah. God has made a way to reconcile us, to bridge the gap, bring us back to the Father. Sin separated us. Sin separated us from God. Romans 3 and 23 and Romans 6 and 23. Look at both of those. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Sin separated us from God. Jesus came, shed his precious blood. He died on the cross, he was buried, and he rose again. Hallelujah. And he lives. When he rose on the third day, it was just like he had prophesied that he would. He rose again on the third day with all power, all power, all power over heaven and earth. It's in his hands. So this is an exhortation. This is encouragement. This is a begging. This is a pleading, a yearning, a crying out to you if you are not saved, or if you have loved ones that you know they are not saved, share this message with them. Please come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. No one knows when Jesus is going to return. But the point is, be ready. Be ready. Be ready when he returns. If you reject Jesus, you have a sure destination. And it is hell. And hell is a real place. You know, once I heard a person say, how do you know? There's no evidence on earth that hell is real. And, immediately I thought about volcanoes. And I was watching some documentary. It was many years ago on, I think it was PBS, public, TV, PBS. And, they were showing these pictures of all of these volcanoes, and they were describing how many thousands and thousands of feet down the volcanoes were. And I thought, like, oh, light bulb moment, under the earth, like when those volcanoes erupt. And I said, my God, that's like a picture of hell. And they began to show the volcano erupting and the lava. And I said, oh my goodness. Yeah, that there is evidence on earth for those who don't want to believe, for those who don't want to receive God's word about it. But that's not the place that God has prepared for us. Hell was prepared for Satan, a fallen angel who rebelled against God. That's not the place that God, it wasn't designed for us. God designed for us to live with him. Hallelujah, both now and throughout eternity. So this is the parable of the lost coin. Y'all, I love Jesus. I want to see everyone saved. I want you walking in your God purpose. Hallelujah. I want you filled with God's Spirit, filled with the Holy Spirit. Oh, it is nothing like it. Just receive the Father's love. You are so loved. You are so loved. That's the bottom line. It is the love of God. Salvation came because of the love of God. The work on the cross, the work of the cross, Jesus hanging on the cross, his death, his burial, his resurrection. It's all because of love. God loved us so much. And he loves us so much. Come on, you want to have fellowship. You want to have relationship with your Creator. Hallelujah. And the way to that is through Jesus. There is no other way. There is no other way. You can spend time debating, or you can spend your time being loved. Hallelujah. Being assured, being comforted, and being provided, all of these things. I'm telling you. I want you to receive Jesus. Don't reject him. Don't reject him. I'm urging you. Receive Jesus right now, today. This is the moment that you have. This is the time right now. Receive Jesus Christ. receive Jesus Christ. I'm like that watchman on the wall in Ezekiel, where God told Ezekiel this about if the watchman on the wall do not warn the people, God will hold those people blood against that watchman on the wall. Hallelujah. God have called me as a watchman on the wall. And I want you to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He will forgive you for all of your sins. You're talking about love. You're talking about relationship, fellowship, friendship. I'm sounding the alarm. Receive Jesus. Come to Jesus. Years ago, I was a girl in church, and at the end of service, they would sing this song, "Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus." I'm not a singer. I won't dare attempt it, but it was like, "Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus." And it was like just this beckoning. Come to Jesus. Oh my goodness. The best decision I ever made, you all. Come to Jesus. And if you're saved, we don't want to be selfish with it. I know sometimes, a lot of times, people just don't want to hear it. They don't even want to hear us coming with that. But we just want to share it. Anyway, share it. So this is a parable. This is a Jesus parable of the lost coin. This is called the parable of the lost coin. And it's Luke chapter 15, starting with the 8th verse. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Now check this out. This is the parable of the lost son. Verse 11, Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs." Now, here he was a wealthy man. His father had given him his inheritance, and he went and wasted it. So verse 16, he longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, verse 17, when he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. 'Your brother has come home,' he replied, 'and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has him back safe and sound.' The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. You never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes comes home, you kill the fatted calf for him. My son, the father said, you are always with me. And everything I have is yours, Jesus. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Glory to God. That's so much there. That's so much there. Come to Jesus. Let's come to Jesus. John 3:16 through 18. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only son, and that name is Jesus. This is a prayer of salvation. Father, I thank you for loving me. I ask you to forgive me for all my sins. Lord, I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe that you died on the cross for me, was buried, and that you rose the third day with all power in your hands. I say this with my mouth, and I believe it with my heart. I receive Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Amen. When you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this means that you will spend eternity with God. This means that you are now a son or daughter of God. You are now the righteousness of God. You have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. Now, you need to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, a heavenly language between you and God. I pray now in the name of Jesus Christ that you receive the fire of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. I pray that you receive the fire of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. Open your mouth and begin to thank and praise God for the baptism of the fire of the Holy Spirit. You need the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit to lead you, guide you, and direct you. The Holy Spirit is a precious gift, a gift from God. When you become more and more aware of the work of the Holy Spirit in your life, within you, you will live a victorious life. God wants to talk directly to you, to explain and highlight things to you. God wants to reveal himself to you. God wants to give you specific instructions for your life, your family, your community, your ministry, your career, etc. God will speak to you plainly through his word, the Bible, scripture. The Bible is the word of God to you. The Holy Spirit will bring you fresh revelation of the word of God for your life. God may choose to speak to you through your dreams, and the Holy Spirit will teach you biblical dream interpretation. You are a member of the kingdom of God, the family of God, and you have all these benefits, rights, privileges, and authority. You are a new person in Christ. You have a new identity. You are no longer a sinner, but you have been justified as righteous by the blood of Jesus. Jesus, as your Savior, brings an invitation to you to draw closer to God. Start reading the Bible. Read it intentionally. Read it to get to know God, to learn his nature and character. God is love. Every part of your life matters to God. Every part of your life matters to the Father. Abba, Father, our Lord and our God, the Sovereign Lord. I want you to be encouraged today. I want you to have faith in God. This is an exhortation to get saved, to receive salvation. Hallelujah. It's a gift from God in the name of Jesus. It's free to you, but the price has been paid. Jesus paid the ultimate price when he hung, bled, and died, and when he rose. Hallelujah. Receive it today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I'm telling you, be glad you did. And it's a serious business. There is no business more serious than this. There is no accomplishment greater than receiving the salvation of your soul. Be encouraged. I love you. I love you. I want you to be blessed. Hallelujah. I want you to receive all of the fullness of God. But you got to be born again. When Jesus told Nicodemus, Nicodemus came and he wanted to talk to Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus said, you must be born again. Oh my God. You must be born again. You must be saved. Receive Jesus. Receive him as your Lord and Savior. Okay, be encouraged. Until next time.